We're with a little eye queen, Kayla Faring, with the NDSU Saddle and Sirloin Club. Kayla, thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the big NDSU Saddle and Sirloin Club.
My name's Kayla Faring. I'm from McHenry, North Dakota. I am a senior attending NDSU. I've been involved with the Saddle and Sirloin Club since I was a freshman. My family has a ranch near McHenry, North Dakota, where we raise Black Angus, and that's what got me involved with agriculture.
So do you have another family member, older brother and sister that spurred it on, or are you the oldest of the family?
I'm the oldest. It was my parents that had a lot of influence in it.
In getting you in, were they part of the Saddle and Sirloin Club when they were younger?
I can't remember if my mother was or not. I'd have to ask her again, but my dad didn't attend NDSU. He went to Williston.
So you're a second-generation NDSU attendee then, huh?
Third, actually. My grandfather went there, too, so.
All right.
3 years.
All right, go Bison. Well, let's talk a little bit about the event, the 91st International Saddle and Sirloin Club event that comes up. When does it come up again?
It's coming up on February 11th. We also have some events on February 10th. We have an FFA and 4-H judging show that day, and that starts at 8, and then they also have an award ceremony at 2. And then later that night, we have a banquet starting at 5, where we're honoring the Egg of the Year, Dr. Arlen Shabinsky.
I understand it's the largest student-run event on the NDSU campus. Tell
yep.
us, how many folks are involved with this?
So we have about 300, 400 members, and then we also have 150 members showing. And so you don't get to see a lot of the work that the others put in, but you will definitely get to see all the members showing their animals and see all the hard work that they put in. So we have the morning show starting at 8 a.m., and it's free to get in. And then the night show starts at 5 with this big, huge, glamorous open ceremony that's pretty cool to watch.
Can you give us a little hint of what people can expect for part of the ceremony?
Oh, spotlights, people running through the arena. It's a pretty cool thing to come and see. We even have the Dakota Carriage Company bring some of the people in a carriage. The manager and the royalty, myself, and the Egg of the Year come in the carriage. So it's cool to see that turn around in the arena.
We're speaking with Kayla Faring, who is the little eye queen for the NDSU Saddle and Sirloin Club. Now, you got a couple of princesses along your side, too. You want to give them a shout-out, too?
Yes. So the princesses are Samantha Schmoker and CJ Halst.
Okay. And where are they from?
Sam is from Pingree, North Dakota. And CJ, I can never remember. It's a small town in Minnesota, and I can never remember what it is.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's talk about the event on Saturday, February 11th. The show features some showmanship classes. What would that be?
So we have four different breeds, four different species, and they all have different breeds. So we have a beef class, a dairy class, a swine class, and a sheep class. So all the members will be showing their animals in those different classes throughout the day on Saturday. So you get to see them, walk them around and make them look pretty, and whoever's the best at showing off their animal wins the contest.
Okay. Well, you talked a little bit about it earlier, Kayla, and that is the Little International also honors an Agriculturalist of the Year. Who would that be this year?
Dr. Arlen Shabinsky. He's a vet from Steele, North Dakota.
Yep. Steele, North Dakota.
Yep.
Yep, he is. And so he'll be honored for his work in the industry then, huh?
Yes, we'll be honoring him with a banquet that Friday night. And then Saturday, he'll be also giving a short speech at the show.
Now, audience members of the Little Eye Show that happens on Saturday, February 11th, tell us what they can expect. You have, what's this year's theme? I forgot to ask you that, too.
Inspiring an industry is our theme for this year. So hopefully we can inspire them to come and come again.
So are you aspiring, as they say, to look for new members on campus, too?
Oh, yes, always. The more, the better.
Any prerequisites, as they say, to be a member of the Saddle and Sirloin Club?
Just to have a drive for animals and agriculture.
Now, those attending, Kayla, the event, have a fun-filled evening. There'd be some exhibitors. Tell us what type of exhibitors and all the other opportunities that happen that night.
So that night, we'll also be having our ham curing auction. So those that cured a ham and gotten the top 10 will be selling off their hams. And that money goes forward to next year's Little Eye. And then we're also doing a 50-50 raffle and a silent auction.
Some fun for the kids, too, that show up, right?
Yes. In the morning during the show, we have a boot race for all the young kids. So that's pretty fun to watch.
All right. Well, we're almost out of time. Anything to add, Kayla, about the event that you want to tell us about?
Just if you're interested, come check it out. You will not be disappointed. It's definitely a very inspiring event. It's what inspired me to be in SNS and continue helping with Little Eye. So just come and check it out and see what you're missing out on.
And if they want to learn more about it, students at NDSU, how can they go about that?
Who should they have a Facebook page. They can come and check out the NDSU Saddle and Sirloin Club.
Kayla Fearing, the Little Eye Queen, NDSU Saddle and Sirloin Club. It's their 91st Little International coming up on Friday, February 10th and Saturday, February 11th on the NDSU campus. And it'll be held at?
Shepherd Arena.
Shepherd Arena on NDSU campus. Thank you, Kayla, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
There's our Voice of the Valley here at AM 1490.